This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the Annie'sland station to celebrate the launch of the Blind Companion pilot with the Scottish Government, Sight Scotland and ScotRail. And I'm joined by Craig Spalding, the Chief Executive of Sight Scotland. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. The sun is shining. I can't complain.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day and there's a great buzz here on the platform. So when did this begin for Sight Scotland, this policy?
Wow, this has been a work in progress for a couple of years now that we got word from some of our service users that were saying they had lots of difficulties associated with train travel within Scotland. It was a postcode lottery. Sometimes they could have a companion travel for free, sometimes they got discounted tickets, sometimes they had to pay full fare. But what it meant was that it discouraged people to travel. So for a couple of years we've now been lobbying government and other stakeholders to at least give this a try, to say how can we make it accessible for all blind and partially sighted people, particularly those who need companion travel.
As you said, it's required a collaboration between a lot of different groups. As a charity, what has been kind of the steps from getting that user experience and working with these different bodies to make this happen?
I think one of the first things was actually determining which bodies we needed to work with. So while we started with the Scottish Government, Transport Scotland has been really open to the conversations that we've been having about that, and they've put us into touch with a number of other organisations as well. But I think most importantly, it's connecting with the grassroots people in various parts of Scotland who are impacted by that. So even here today on the platform, we've got a number of people who are blind and partially sighted who are impacted by this, who are very excited to see this program up and running.
What kind of spheres do you see this impacting people most? I imagine work and leisure and connecting with family.
All of the above. So particularly people in remote and rural areas often have problems already with the ability to connect to other communities via rail, and this just allows people who one less hurdle they need to overcome to be able to access services. We have a range of people that we've spoken to, some of whom are of working age, who this actually does make a big difference to their ability to be mobile for work. But probably most importantly, the people that seem to be benefiting the most are those that want to connect with family members, with community activities, with support, and just don't feel like they can do that on their own. And this levels the playing field, and that's what this is all about, is equity of access.
Absolutely, and 8,000 people already benefiting from this pilot scheme is fantastic, but where are you hoping it will go over the kind of next few stages?
Well, we're hoping that this moves from being a pilot to something that's adopted in full, and not only then that then it's publicised, because if people don't know about this as well, then they don't know that they can access this kind of service and that kind of equity. So our ultimate aim is that this just becomes enshrined in the way that it's practiced here in Scotland, and then even further afield. There's no reason why, if we can't do it in Scotland, that we can't do it in other parts of the UK too.
This is just one of many things that you're working on at Sight Scotland. What are your other main focuses at the moment?
Yeah, so our ultimate aim is to create a society in Scotland that's much more equitable, and that people of any visual ability have the opportunity to thrive. So from a campaigning perspective, one of the things that we are looking at is access to healthcare, and we have some issues with some of the hospitals here in Scotland, and we've been working actively on saying how can we lobby government to put things in the capital plan to make sure that we have the appropriate facilities, but then that people have access to those as well. Another strand that we are continually working on, partly through our Royal Blind School, which is part of our organisation, is access to education and equity of outcomes and equity of opportunities for people, regardless of their visual ability as well. The other stream that we are doing a lot of work with now is on making sure that we have people's lived experience coming to the fore and driving policy change. So we've set up, in partnership with Thomas Pocklington Trust and Visibility Scotland, the Sight Loss Councils up here, which is in addition to a number of the other focus groups that already exist in Scotland there. But that is really around saying how can we empower local communities to deal with situations that are in their local area, and rather than taking the ownership of the outcomes, we're handing that over and empowering them to do that.
And where's the best place for people to learn about and get the latest updates on what you're working on at Sight Scotland?
Sightscotland.org.uk is our website, so come along and have a look, and we'd love to have a chat to anyone who's interested.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
No problems, thank you.